and to use this ability for healing. I began an initial study of Taoism, nutrition, and herbs because of personal health problems. These interests eventually led me along the path to Nature's Path, which is the name of my business. This path originally began in 1990, when I divorced my husband of 10 years and had 3 young children to raise. I had heard that the government was required to hire a certain number of women for the Department of Energy. There was a Department of Energy facility relatively close to where I lived in Idaho Falls, Idaho. My plan was to work at what was called the site in nuclear security and still pursue my true interest in art. I knew that the bus ride to work would be long, but I thought the pay and benefits would be worth the effort. It was in 1991 that I began the year-long training for the job of nuclear security guard. Competition was fierce, and I had to learn skills that pushed me to the limit. After completing my training, I took a job at a nearby manufacturing plant while I waited for my security clearance to work for the government. During this time, I never forgot my other interests. On breaks, I would draw sketches of the other employees and give them short intuitive readings. This was shift work, and I would often work from midnight to morning. As a single mother, I soon realized that working as a security guard at a manufacturing plant did not offer the future that I wanted for my family. I knew that something had to change. Health problems provided the incentive I needed to concentrate on the study of naturopathic medicine. Once I had finished the course in naturopathic medicine, in March 1994, I opened a business offering full-time massage, nutritional counseling, and a naturopathic practice. I came to the realization that I was following my life's path when doors began to open. I met a psychic who suggested that I do readings for income. As if by magic, I had an office to work in, and from the very first day, I always had clients to see. Within the first week, I had met the person who was to become my best friend and had established repeat clients for readings. It was during these readings that I found that if I would listen, the voice of the Creator would give me instructions. I became quite good at the readings and was asked to do classes on the technique I was using. This was my beginning as a medical intuitive. From this time forward, my metaphysical experiences increased exponentially to quantify who I was to become. Meanwhile, I had developed a severe problem with my right leg. It would intermittently swell up to twice its normal size. Due to the inflammation and severe pain, I decided it was wise to seek conventional medical help. In the August of 1995, I was diagnosed with bone cancer. I was told that I had a tumor in my right femur. Every test that was performed at this time confirmed it. The bone specialist told me that he had seen only 2 other cases like mine. He also informed me that he felt amputation might be my best option. This, he said, would give me a little more time to live. I felt as though darkness was gathering about me, and my ordeal was not over yet. My doctor sent me to the University of Utah for a biopsy. I was told that the procedure required my leg to be opened to allow the doctor to go in and take a bone sample by scraping the inside of my femur. I had no choice but to travel for 4 hours in excruciating pain for this biopsy. Blake, my husband at the time, drove me to Utah and I was admitted to hospital. It was necessary for me to be awake for the procedure, forced to listen to the sounds of the hammer and drill. I was advised to stay in hospital overnight, but my ex-husband told the hospital staff that we were leaving because we had no insurance. I was too weak to argue with him. So, in incredible pain, I was bustled to the car and taken to spend the night at his brother's house before the long drive home. As I was leaving hospital, I was told by the doctors that if I walked on my leg, it would break. If this happened, there would be no alternative but to amputate it to prevent the spread of the cancer. I was also informed that I might only have a couple of months to live anyway. This ordeal put me on crutches for 6 weeks. I was still in unbearable pain from the tumor. My life seemed to be falling apart. I hobbled around on the crutches, living with constant pain and doubt as to how much longer I could actually survive. Still, I went forward, continuing to see clients, not because of great courage or endurance, but because I had financial obligations and my young children needed me. Even though I was newly married to my ex-husband, the relationship was anything but a true partnership and was an added burden on my declining health. I couldn't just give up and die, leaving my children alone. The very thought